the impact, you know, a lot further reaching than just the game of football itself. You know, I was in Letterkenny on Thursday night for training, and we were in the Mount Erigo for a bike meet afterwards, and a fella stopped me on the way out the door, you know, and he said that his mum was very, very sick in hospital in Dublin for the Kerry match, you know, and she thought she would never maybe get the chance to see Donegal play Kerry in championship football, and her whole family was around her when she was watching the match, and Donegal, you know, we went on to win the game, and they had a... It was a lovely few hours with her backstage. She just passed away a few days afterwards, and buried a couple of days after the game, you know, and he was saying that it was just a fantastic sort of a couple of hours to spend and a moment with their mother and the rest of the family, you know, and things like that sort of maybe kind of stop you in your tracks sometime and kind of make you reflect a wee bit that there's maybe a lot more going on than just the game of football, and, you know, you think of all the young people that have left the country in the last couple of years as well, that would be maybe in bars and clubs throughout America and Australia and everywhere else watching the games and stuff, and you think of them people as well, and you just hope that you can keep the journey going now, really, you know, and, you know, give them people the opportunity to, I suppose, walk down the streets with their chest out and a sense of pride that you know, that their country is achieving again and is successful, and I think the players are very, very aware of that, you know, that they're a part of something that can sort of impact, I suppose, the spirits and the mental health probably of the county, you know, on a level, because it just gives everybody such a lift, and it's a very privileged position to be in, to be honest.